for calling Pools Jewelers. This is Creighton.
Creighton, Bob from RDI. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Bob. Fritz is... Oh, looks like he's available. Give me one second.
Very cool. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Dr. Bob.
Hey, Fritz, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
So,
how are you?
I'm good.
Yep.
Did I tell you my wife had been in the hospital a couple of times?
No, you didn't. She all right?
She had a kidney stone that was
three
centimeters by 1 centimeter. I've never heard of them that big. All right?
Well, here. The gal just left here. She's a real close friend of mine. She's having surgery on Friday. She's got numerous ones. The largest one is 13 millimeters.
Yeah. 13 millimeters. That's about a half an inch.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, this one's my wife's size of 2 quarters glued together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So November 1st, she goes into the urology, to the hospital, and they blast it. You know, with the
I've had it done. I had them.
Okay.
I had
so
it done. But this gal who just left here, they don't want to do them that way because she's got so many.
Too many of them. They were doing the laser and the suction.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. But no, they're going to go in and they're going to take them out. I don't know. I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but they're not going to bombard them.
Yeah. Well, the laser is what she's. It the stent was working fine. They put a stent in. Things were draining out. It was
this thing
okay.
is so similar. Jill's got a stent too. Also.
Yeah, and so she's getting. They were passing until it got infected about a week ago, last Monday. It got infected, and she wound up in the hospital with that. And then 4 days later, they released her. They got the infection cleared up and everything. And then Monday, right after that, this last Monday, she had to go back in because she was sick as a dog. She was in a lot of pain. And one of the fragments had gotten lodged, and it caused a lot of excruciating pain. So she's been in there since Monday. And
wow.
I finally got a hold of her urologist, and he said, we booked the surgery room on tomorrow, Thursday. And they're going to go in with a laser, and it's got a vacuum tip on there. And they actually go in to the kidney, blast it, suck it out, blast them, suck it out, and
really?
Go through each all the little pieces that are in there.
Yeah.
And they'll clear them all out. They use it. They got I guess they're doing it with CAT scans or whatever, so they know just exactly where to go, and they're pulling them all out. So she'll be done with it all. She won't have anything left in there that she has to deal with, and then they'll be able to take the stent out and everything.
Well, this
that's
surgery is very
what
similar to what she's having.
Yeah, that's probably what they're going to do with her.
Because
my wife's was so big, they had to blast it. But with hers, they're scattered around the thing. That's probably the best procedure for her, what they're doing on the second procedure for my wife.
Yeah.
So, so she's finally, she's not in any pain now. They've got her medicated enough, and they've been working with her for a couple of days. But she was not in good shape, but she's fine today, and tomorrow will all be done. So I'm thrilled about that.
This girl has these kidney stones, also has congestive heart failure, so she's a mess.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And she's just, you would never know it. I mean, she isn't. You wouldn't know. A doctor told her she's a rice farmer because her dad was a rice farmer. And so anyway, she ended up in the rice farmer. She does a good job. And she is, you look at her, she's very physically fit, or appears to be, but boy, she's got some real issues.
Yeah, it sounds like it. The kidney stones are terrible. My wife had them years ago, but she hasn't had anything recently. Yeah.
Yeah. I had them probably 30 years ago, and I thank God I haven't had any recently. Jill had them 30 years ago, and she's got them. They're back again.
Yeah, they don't really understand exactly where it comes from. It's a byproduct of something that's just genetic or something that causes some people to get them and some people. Her nephew, my nephew too, but he's by blood, my wife's nephew, he's had them bad. And he's had to go in several times for different reasons about them, whether they had to be extracted or passed or something like that. It's always...
My dad had them, and he put him on the ground, you know.
Yeah.
The pain.
Yeah, the pain. She said, you know, my wife's had three kids, and she said the pain of the kidney stones is worse than having a kid.
Well, that's exactly what Anita Steele, same, you know, she had three kids, and she had kidney stones. She says, give me the kids any day, and that's what Jill said. She's got a couple kids, too.
So. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Well, did you like the Princess Cuts?
I did, but it's Mickey's customer, and I don't know what's going on, so I will find out, and
right,
we'll either send them back. I'll send them back or sell them, one of the two.
I got to tell you just something kind of quick. I'm in the hospital with my wife last night and talking to the nurse that's working with her. And she's a student, too. She's a RN. She wants to be a PA also. So she's going for
more
classes.
That's a good job.
Yeah. Going for more classes and everything. Smart kid, you know. And she was telling me about how she had to write a paper, you know, with a case study and then the procedure that she would do, you know, and define it and cite all the things, all the citations and everything.
Right.
And turn it in for a grade on it. And she says, and then they also do it with AI. She has to turn in all the information into, you know, to the ChatGPT, and then it does its own thing, and then they compare them. So the interesting part about this was that her paper, she passed with flying colors. It was perfect. And the AI came back with the same conclusions and everything, procedures and everything, too. But it was in much more detail, you know, little fine details and stuff.
Right.
That weren't absolutely necessary, but they were. It looked more thorough than hers.
Right.
But, you know, the citations were made up. The AI literally made up the citations on these things.
Wow.
Chapter and verse from different things and everything. Everything looked very, very spot on. I mean, you look at the things, and this is like, you know, perfect. It's got, you know, this was done at John Hopkins and, you know, 2020 and stuff like that. Everything looked perfect. But they actually went in and looked. They were made up. The freaking AI made up bullshit citations.
Where's that going? I mean, remember when you and I went to school, at least when I did, it was called the encyclopedia.
Yeah, well, that's it. But the thing that scared me, I looked at her, I said, are you kidding? She says, no, it happens all the time. He says, these AI programs make up citations. It's just like it's above it. It doesn't need to. Listen, if I came up with this thing, then it should be like gospel. Why do I need citations? So it just makes them up. And she says, it happens all the time. I said, this sounds like Terminator. I said, that the AI is thinking on its own that it's above it, it doesn't need, or whatever. He says, they still can't figure out why it's doing it, but it does. It happens. She says, it happens all the time.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
Terrifying.
AI is crazy. I don't know where it stops, you know.
I mean, that's, I told her, I said, you know, I've got this other business I'm starting working on this with my – I evolved my personality profile thing into something way beyond that now. And I've got a couple of partners, and I think I'm on to something that could be, you know, multi-million dollars when it's done. But I've refused, even though my partners all say we should get more AI involved in this thing. I don't want to. I says, this thing is – it's proprietary, and thank God it's all in my head where all this comes from. And I said, but if I start working with AI and it starts thinking like me, then what am I necessary for? You know?
And what do they need you for, right?
Yeah, so I said, no, I don't want to do it. I said, so when I'm out of the picture, then you guys can do whatever the hell you want to do. But right now, I'm the majority owner of this thing. So it's not, it's my way or no way. You know? So
there you go.
But it terrifies me. And when I hear stuff like this, I couldn't believe it, though. I mean, this is medical. You know, and I'm thinking, granted, the process and everything else was spot on. It was exactly right. But the fact that it it was able to come up with bullshit instead of actually, you know, and it's not like the AI can't find the real sources and it can't do the citations, Cray.
Right.
You know, to be able to look chapter and verse and hear and everything. It's got access to all that stuff.
Pretty scary, though, you know?
They chose not to.
Yeah.
That is, to me, I mean, that is like a world that I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, anyways, I thought you'd get interested in that because I thought it was kind of, you know, and you're old school like me, you know, if you can't do the work, you can't understand it yourself, what the hell are you talking about, you know, then?
Exactly.
Right.
You're going to have somebody, what are you going to do, what's the next step going to be, how are you going to do that?
Why the hell do we need anybody, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I drove through the McDonald's and getting my grandson something, and I'm watching this machine spinning, dropping a cup out of a dispenser and putting it in the thing and moving it underneath the thing and pushing out a large Coke or whatever the hell it was doing, and thinking to myself, you know, a few years ago there was a human being doing that. Now the machine's doing that. And
yeah.
I was in the hospital and I saw a robot going down the hallway, you know, doing something that a human did before. And the humans that used to do it will forget how to do it, so that if anything happens to the computer, nobody's able to do it anymore.
Yeah. If you can't fix the computer, you can't get it out.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We grew up at the right time, Fritz.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it's just like, you know, I'm getting some of the companies that I do business with now are sending me an invoice via email.
Yeah.
And that's all right. I got to print it out. But I said, you know, if you really want to, they don't even want to call you. They want to email you. It's like we're having this conversation here. You know, I think you lose a lot when you don't have the actual conversation.
Well, you miss the nuances. You miss
the nuances, and also there's no how would I call it, human interaction,
right?
With the computer.
But it's the nuances, it's the subtleties. You know, you've been in sales your whole life. You realize that so much is unspoken that you read.
Right.
You read
right.
it into a customer. You read when somebody's uncomfortable. You see when they fold their arms in front of you, that they're not liking what you're saying. It's the little things that make you great at what you do because you're intuitive. There's nothing intuitive about a computer.
No, I know. I agree with you 100%. And I said, you know, you want to do business with me, you call me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, or send me I farm rice. Guy sends me a first statement. I pay in three different payments.
Right.
The guy that does my custom farming. So first two, I get a bill in the mail. Third one, I get a email. So I just paid it yesterday, and I waited about a month just to see what he was going to do. I was just waiting for him to say, well, how come you haven't paid me? I said, because you haven't sent me a bill.
Yeah.
You know?
And send something by email. I don't even. I'll tell you what. There's so many of my emails I don't even open. I don't even open them.
I'm
I just see
you.
Them there, and I just don't even bother. I mean, if it's from a source I don't know, or if it's somebody that I think should have called me about it, I don't answer.
Yeah,
don't
exactly
even look
that.
At them. Yeah, I don't
exactly
even look at them. Screw that. You know, if you can be, if a monkey can do it or a machine can do it, then what the hell do I need you for?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, I'll check on those half carrots and I'll
let you know.
Okay,
right.
Thank
you.
Later. Good talking to you.
You too.
Good luck to your wife.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving too.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks.